Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Today we are continuing our discussion with the guy who may be responsible for initiating the resurgent interest in heirloom and heritage crops and grains in our state and region. Glenn Roberts is founder of Anson Mills, and he joins us by phone now from the mill in Columbia for round two. Glenn, welcome back.
It's an honor to be here, so thank you.
So now that we know your backstory, tell us what happens at the mill in Columbia.
That's the center of everything, and it covers all 48 states, believe it or not. Seed House is now 27,000 square foot facility, and we don't monetize seed. So our largest asset isn't for sale. We give seed away worldwide. We grow the seed ourselves. We do all the research to make sure it's right. We send it out to farmers for free, including the shipping. We don't even charge them that. They grow the crops. They can sell it to anybody they want, but we always pay more if we rent their crops. So we're growing all over the United States now with our farmer partners and ourselves too, right here in Columbia and all the way out to Orangeburg. But Tris Waystack owns Longleaf Family Farms, and our seed house is there. And Euphron Ninicaros Ramos, who's general manager of Anson Mills, the mill itself, is also a point researcher. He's got a master's in biodynamic genetics and farming from the University of Costa Rica. And he is our number one genetics researcher. And Tris is our number one seed quality researcher because he's been in the seed business his entire life. And we have geneticists that are consulting from South Carolina, Steve Kresovich and his whole crew. Dil Tavaraja from Clemson, who just became legacy geneticist for pulses there. So if you like cowpeas, field peas, whatever you want to call them, we've got Dil now, the best pulse researcher in the Americas. And we have Anna McClung, who's retired, but was the best rice researcher in the world. Steve does anything, but his specialty is sorghum. So if you like sorghum syrup, he's your buddy. We're just lucky. All these people that are still working in the public domain are getting on in age, including me. I'm 76. So we're looking for the next generation to take over, and Dil Tavaraja is one of them. If everybody's going to be like Dil, we are happy.
And so you're giving the seeds away, and then you buy the crops back from the people you send the seeds to if they want to sell them outside of their community. And then you turn those into products with your mill and sell wholesale retail around the world?
Yes, sir. More than 200 products for retail. It's about 47 at AnsonMills.com. And on wholesale, it's over 200. I think 160-something are listed on the site. Most of our production, 60% of it for chefs, because they're picky. Since I was in hospitality for many decades before I became a miller, I know chefs are picky and I know why. And so we custom over 60% of the orders we take at wholesale. They're not even listed. You know, somebody wants triple O flour, we actually get liquid CO2 and make it for them.
And so I guess the picture in my mind that I'm getting from all of this, you know, radio, the theater of the mind, I just can imagine you like the Indiana Jones of heirloom crops and seeds and grains, and you and your team, and you're out there on the hunt all the time. Is that the way it goes?
I wouldn't own up to being Mr. Ford since my mom actually knew him, but I would own up to being a person who has to make sure we don't lose any more than we've already lost and find stuff if we can't find it, fine, but find stuff if it's possible. I mean, we're working all over the world now. I'm supposed to be in the Levant working, but we've got a war going on there, so that blew that whole thing up. Work in southern France, work in Africa, work in the Far East. We have partners for all this work. And then if I think it's really important, I'll cut the time and go there. But that's actually not as much time available now as there used to be to do that, because we're babysitting things for emergency management with our partners in the USDA and others doing fast crops. So if you lose your crop as a farmer, you're out. So instead of getting insurance, we send you free seed. In 40 to 60 days, you've got a last crop, and we say we'll buy it. And then other people will say they'll buy it too. So we're working on those fast things. That's where the blue rice comes in, and green chickpeas that aren't just green because they're mature. They're green because they're green when they're dried. Cereals all together to do common nutrition between that polyculture. And you can just go scatter it on the mud after a flood, and you've got a crop out there in 40 days.
Well, Glenn, it's been fascinating talking to you. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
Well, thanks for your great works, Mike, and I can't thank you enough for letting me say something on the air.
Glenn Roberts is founder of Anson Mills, and we joined him by phone from his office in Columbia. We will have a link to the company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.